At a Senate committee hearing on the use of unmanned aircraft last month, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California described her own brush with a drone.
I went to the window to peek out, and there was a drone right there at the window. Obviously, the pilot of the drone had some surprise because the drone wheeled around and crashed. So I felt a little good about that.
If Senator Feinstein is concerned about privacy rights in the face of drone technology, she is certainly not alone. A rash of state laws considered or passed in 2013 seek to rein in drone surveillance. They offer a patchwork of restrictions that seem to reflect the particular culture or business interests of individual states. Never mind that the FAA doesn't allow commercial uses of drones, period. Margot Kaminsky is executive director of the Information Society Project and a lecturer at Yale Law School. She's surveyed the legal landscape and noticed a trend.
Most of the states, with the support, I would add, of the ACLU, have headed in the direction of regulating law enforcement use of drones rather than private civilian use of drones.
Very Fourth Amendment friendly.
Yes, I would say they're Fourth Amendment plus, given the current state of Fourth Amendment law. If the more recent Supreme Court case that I think it was 2 years ago, U.S. versus Jones, hadn't come down, it'd be fairly clear that there is no Fourth Amendment protection against drone surveillance.
Now, some of the laws seem to protect certain special interests and to project certain regional politics and anxieties. I'm thinking Texas.
Yes. The Texas drone bill is really interesting. The basis of the law is that if you are a private individual using drones to surveil other private individuals or other private property, that surveillance is illegal unless you fall into one of the 19 exceptions. And the 19 exceptions include real estate agents, oil pipeline monitors, and a number of other sort of comically small carve-outs that probably are indicative of pressures on the Texas legislature.
So that kind of reminds me of Idaho, which seems to show an interest in protecting the farming and ranching sector.
Yes, the Idaho drone law says that in general, no person may use a drone to intentionally conduct surveillance of a person or a specifically targeted private property. It additionally points out that a farm, dairy, ranch, or other agricultural industry falls into those kinds of private properties.
For fear of animal rights activists sending a drone up to gather intelligence, evidence, and what have you?
Yes. What's interesting is that those animal rights activists would presumably already be covered by the law, but Idaho is redundant and points out that farms, dairies, ranches in particular are protected by their anti-drone surveillance law.
Now, if Idaho and Texas fear do-gooders spying on industry, it's not for no reason, right? Tell me about the River of Blood.
Before the Texas drone bill passed, there was this private drone videographer who flew their drone over a meatpacking plant in Texas and photographed a river of blood coming out of the back of the meatpacking plant flowing into a public Texan waterway. And that photograph eventually resulted in environmental enforcement against the meatpacking plant. But with the current Texas bill in place, it is likely that that do-gooder, the drone videographer, would be prosecutable under the bill.
The Illinois law protects one special category from surveillance by drones, and that category, weirdly, is hunters and fishermen?
The Illinois law criminalizes a person who uses a drone in a way that interferes with hunting or fishing. There's sort of a question of what interferes with means, right? So if a journalist or actually a PETA activist uses a drone to surveil a hunter or a fisherman, it's quite possible that they could be prosecuted under the statute.
I'm going to talk about journalism. There are a number of obvious and perhaps less than obvious possibilities for the use of drones, covering demonstrations and large-scale police deployments and so forth. Based on the laws that the states have passed so far, how have news organizations been affected?
Those laws require those who use drones to film to get the consent of the owner of the property that they're filming or to get consent of the individual who's being filmed. So if you're a journalist and they're reluctant to give consent, this is a fairly major hurdle. The laws that thus far have attempted to regulate private use of drones, such as the Texas bill and the Idaho bill, really missed the mark by overreaching into areas that should be protected by the First Amendment.
There's even a sort of stand-your-ground analog for drones in one jurisdiction, a little town in Colorado called Deer Trail.
So Deer Trail, Colorado, is currently considering passing a drone hunting license ordinance, where for $25, you can get a license to, from your personal property, take 3 shots at any unmanned aerial vehicle that you can reach. Yeah. The drone hunting license is subject to a full town vote on, appropriately, April 1st, 2014, so April Fool's Day.
What happens if the people in Deer Trail, while shooting at drones, bring down a black helicopter?
I think they actually get a bounty. There's a reward in place if you shoot down a federal drone that is identifiable by any kind of markings on the fuselage.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Margo, thank you very much.
Thank you again for having me.
Margo Kaminsky is a lecturer at Yale Law School and executive director of the Information Society Project.